With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The explosion and fire inside a Tesla Cybertruck at the Trump International Hotel in Vegas is being investigated as a terror attack. One person inside the Cybertruck was killed. At least seven others near the vehicle suffered minor injuries. Elon Musk has spoken out following that explosion outside the hotel in Vegas. On X, he wrote, "The evil knuckleheads picked the wrong vehicle for a terrorist attack. Cybertruck actually contained the explosion and directed the blast upwards. Not even the glass doors of the lobby were broken." Officials say the Sugar Bowl game between Georgia and Notre Dame in New Orleans will kick off Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern. The college football playoff game was postponed after at least 15 people were killed, dozens more injured, when a Muslim man with an ISIS flag drove a pickup into the crowd on Bourbon Street early Wednesday morning. Also at SRNnews.com, the new year, 2025, begins with ongoing international conflicts.
You've got a world that is very much in turmoil.
That's military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He points to three international challenges awaiting President-elect Trump: China's military buildup and its expansion in the Western Pacific, the Russia-Ukraine war, and an embattled Israel confronting Iranian-backed groups in Gaza, Lebanon, and Yemen.
Hopefully, Mr. Trump will come into office and bring more peace than more hostility is what most of us want. But we must be prepared for the worst.
Colonel McGinnis sharing his views with Salem Radio. George Williams reporting.
Northern California residents started off the new year with a rumble. A 4.7 magnitude earthquake hit the region Wednesday night. The epicenter, about 70 miles north of San Francisco, struck a depth of just over 1 mile beneath the Earth's surface. It was felt across the Sacramento Valley. This is SRN News. A final note on the 2024 presidential election. Michael Harrington explains.
Political analysts are trying to understand why abortion was not a winning issue for Kamala Harris. In fact, the Democratic nominee won the smallest share of women's votes for a presidential candidate of her party since 2004, as women of all stripes cast their votes for President Trump. Democrats were boldly predicting that the repeal of Roe v. Wade would turn female voters against the Republican Party forever, something that simply did not happen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another call for an end to anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. The Plateau State Youth Council is urging the government to deploy the military in an effort to stop Muslim terrorist groups from killing Christians. Thousands of believers have been killed. Millions more have been driven from their homes over the past two decades with no end in sight. The council says, how long shall this carnage continue? We say enough's enough. This is SRN News. If you're thinking about driving in New York City to avoid the violence in the subway system, you might want to think again.
New York's plan to charge drivers extra to enter the center of Manhattan is set to take effect Sunday. The goals of what's known as congestion pricing are to reduce gridlock and pollution and raise revenue for the region's transit system. Governor Kathy Hochul said this week the state is pushing forward with the plan. That means most motorists can expect a $9 charge on their Easy Pass if they drive into Manhattan's business district south of Central Park. Those without Easy Pass will pay more. They'll receive bills in the mail. Keith Peters reporting.
The man shoved into the path of a Manhattan subway train is identified. He's a music programmer and curator. 45-year-old Joseph Linsky miraculously survived after he was shoved in front of the fast-moving train. 23-year-old Kamel Watkins is charged. More at SRNnews.com.